This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. We'll know more about America's housing market as the week wears on. Later this morning, the official tally of construction spending. On Wednesday, fresh figures for sales of new homes. Many of those buying will use that classic of personal finance, the 30-year fixed-rate mortgage, which last week was averaging 4.29%, higher than last year, but not bad at all in the grand sweep of history. But there is a growing discussion about whether the 30-year fixed is here to stay. Marketplace's Adrian Hill has been looking into this. Good morning, Adrian.
Good morning, David.
So it's clear the 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is really an essential part of the economy.
Yeah, it pretty much is. About 90% of new home loans in the first half of this year were 30-year fixed-rate loans. So if you look around, it's a common species in the U.S., and one that, as you said, is really pro-borrower. These are fixed-rate loans with no prepayment penalty, which means you don't carry risk if interest rates rise or if interest rates fall. And if you look around the world, most places have a lot more risk on the borrower.
Well, how might it work in a different country?
France, for example, has 15 to 20-year loans, and they like their prepayment penalties there. In the UK and Australia, the adjustable rate mortgage is the norm. And in Canada, they have a rollover mortgage, which is where the interest rate on the loan is fixed for about 5 years and then resets to market rate at the end of each period.
So how come U.S. home buyers are so lucky then?
The really short answer is the government. Here in the U.S., a huge percentage of our mortgage funding comes through government-backed securitization.
All right. So what might the mortgage market look like if the U.S. were to step back from subsidizing the mortgage market even more?
If the government got out of the mortgage business altogether, we could see a much more expensive 30-year fixed-rate loan if we see it at all. Some people think it would just disappear. As far as alternatives, some economists I talked to think fair, adjustable-rate mortgages could actually work really well in this country. There are concerns about how you help the borrower manage any potential bump in payments when the rates change.
And this is the classic discussion that we'd have at a time where, like now, interest rates are reasonably low and reasonably stable. But if ever returned to the Carter or early Reagan administration levels of interest rates, the discussion
Ouch.
Will be so different. Exactly.
You know, another suggestion I got that was even more radical than adjustable rate mortgages is from an economist who suggested we have loans where we all start off with bigger payments up front that fall off over the life of the loan. And the idea here is you're paying more principal up front and makes you sort of less likely to walk away.
So interesting. Well, we'll see if any of this actually takes root in policy. Marketplace's Adrian Hill. Thank you very much.
Thanks, David.